Way of the Wolf, Heat of the Hunt, by Insane Songbird, read by Mean Sprite. Jared sighed, rubbing his eyes, nose wrinkling as he smelled the blood on his hands where his knuckles had gone raw. Usually he would switch to wolf form when the pack needed disciplining, but sometimes it was better to be able to talk while doing it, to make sure they knew why they were being punished. Punishment only worked when it was very clear what the offence had been in the first place. In a wolf pack there were rules, and in some ways they were very different from human society, but they were also strict, and Jared's pack was traditional. That entailed Jared, as alpha, being responsible for every single wolf in his pack, and it was his job to hand out punishments, as well as benefits when they were necessary. Blood and sex were the tools of an alpha, the spit and sweat that glued the pack together. He didn't mind blood, didn't mind handing out pain, but he didn't enjoy it beyond the primal rush of power and bloodlust. Not unless he was with Jensen, anyway. Because Jensen, his beta, was something else. He was beautiful when bloodied and begging, and all the while, somehow never losing his spark, never stopping to push back. Jensen enjoyed it, and that was what made him perfect for Jared.
"So what'd you say, Alpha?"
Chris asked with an inquiring look that made it pretty clear he was suspecting Jared of not being with his head in their discussion right now. Chad stood next to him. The two wolves were his right and left hand when it came to handling the pack. But the meeting had been going for a while, and Jared hoped they'd be gone soon, because his office was packed with people, and he hated it. He also hated that Jensen wasn't there, but was dealing with a domestic situation in the lower ranks of the pack. A few weeks ago, Jared wouldn't have let his beta handle something like this by himself, but somehow, the betas and omegas of the pack seemed to respond amazingly well to him. Then, once Jensen had found himself the centre of their trust, it was as if he was dead set on not disappointing them. It was one of those things that made Jensen perfect, one of those things that made them work as a couple, because Jared was damn sure that Jensen hadn't been too pleased with their mating when it had happened. But he was stubborn, and had set out to make this work, to be a good beater. And he was. Not that Jared, smitten as he was, wouldn't have been willing to cut him some slack once Jensen had fulfilled the basic requirements the pack had demanded.
"I say we lay low and see what happens,"
Jared supplied with a sigh, trying to refocus his attention on the politics they were discussing before his mind drifted off.
"I don't think aggression is the best tactic right now. We only doubled our territory a few weeks ago, and even though I think I can beat this bastard, I'm not sure we'd be able to hold and defend such a massive territory. Let's integrate our current newbies for now and hold our borders. If they are still making trouble, then we can still go in and kick their asses."
Chad chuckled, a lopsided grin on his face.
"When did you become wise and cautious, O Alpha? When I found out what a pain in the ass it was to break in a whole pack at once."
Chris smirked, winking at Chad, and whispering in a voice so loud that everybody could hear it anyway.
"He's just grumpy because he didn't get a honeymoon."
A loud growl drew the attention of every single wolf in the room. Turning, they all looked towards the large double doors that led from the main office towards the entrance area. Jared didn't need his eyes to know the owner of that low, threatening sound. It came from his beta. The occupants in the room parted, and Jared caught sight of him. Jensen's nose was creased with a snarl, and his eyes, green and long-lashed, were nearly glowing. It was uncharacteristic for the beta to disturb a meeting like this. Jensen was, if anything, too shy. He faded into the background whenever Jared was the focus of attention, whenever Alpha Business was being addressed. For him to show aggression like this made Jared frown, and the rest of the assembled alphas fidget nervously. In the dynamic of a pack, the alphas were the dominant wolves, but Jensen wasn't just any beta. He was the beta, and thereby the only one of the betas who could be considered dangerous to them.
What is it, Jensen?
His mate was young, too young, some might say, and still growing into his body, but he was already on his way to outgrowing several of the other wolves. He shifted his weight from one foot to the other in a fluent, predatory move that accentuated his inner wolf as he laid his head to the side and took a deep breath.
I smell blood,
the youth said, eyes pinned to the red caking around Jared's knuckles.
There is some disciplining to do,
Jared said calmly, but got to his feet, giving Chris a meaningful look. The alpha stood and quickly began herding the rest of the council out of the study by the other door. The rumble that left Jensen's chest was low and masculine, even though it was still a far cry from Jared's alpha growl that could resonate like thunder over the whole territory. Still, it was enough to make the exiting wolves quicken their steps and to stir Jared's insides into motion. Jensen's open display of anger had a dual effect on Jared. On the one hand, it worried him, because obviously something must have happened to make his usually so placid mate react like this. But on the other hand, it aroused the alpha. Jensen's smell was thick and musky, stronger than usual and very arousing, making Jared stalk towards him without much thought.
What happened, Jensen?
Jared asked, reaching out for his beater. He was surprised when the teen snapped at his hand, teeth sharp and wolf-like as they bit into his thumb suddenly. Jared hissed and a sudden shot of anger ran through him. On instinct, his other hand shot out and the impact threw his bitch backwards. Jensen slammed into the next wall, back first, his head smacking against it only a moment later. But the violent reaction didn't seem to rattle the young wolf. He only glared and bared his teeth in defiance. Jared was on top of him in a heartbeat. Using his size advantage, he pressed his body heavily against his beater, trapping Jensen against the wall, and drew to his full height to tower over him by several stretching inches. Compared to Jared, Jensen was a child, tall but thin, not yet wide in the shoulders, and not by far as highly grown as the alpha, who was the tallest wolf in the pack. It was easy for Jared to pin his beater down, and he growled for the first time since Jensen had shown up, showing the pup how a grown wolf sounded.
You really think you can snap at me, pup?
Jared shook Jensen, harshly smacking him back against the wall once more. His instincts demanded him to make it crystal clear who was the alpha here. Jensen was his mate, but he was also his bitch, and he'd better remember who did the claiming in their relationship, or he wouldn't like the consequences.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He snapped, smelling his mate for any blood or injuries that could explain the aggressiveness, but only finding a wall of pheromones that made it impossible for his cock to stay unaware. Jensen's growl turned into a high-pitched whine, and he let his head dip back and sideways, exposing his creamy neck in a gesture of submission that made Jared's inner wolf purr with satisfaction. He snapped at the soft skin, fangs sinking in, blood coating his tongue. Jensen moaned deep and wanton at the claiming bite, and practically melted into Jared's hands, panting and grinding his hips forward against Jared's thigh. Jared released his flesh momentarily.
Better,
he murmured, and ground his hips against his beater. Usually Jared would keep the biting for sex only, but this one had been a show of dominance rather than the playful kind. Jared decided that he would not be satisfied with it, though. He would bite Jensen again. He just had to decide where. The beater was practically dry-humping Jared, and the alpha knew that he had to reward Jensen's submission. Not that it wasn't a reward for him as well. Reaching up, Jared let his extended claws run over Jensen's neck and cheeks, chuckling darkly when his beater took hold of them to lick the blood hungrily from his knuckles and the bite on his thumb, while humming out low, apologetic noises that made Jared almost forgive his beater any missteps he'd ever make. But he wasn't finished yet, so he pulled his hand free once Jensen had cleaned off the last bit of blood. He tangled his fingers in the beater's hair, claws scraping the boy's scalp and making him hiss.
"Are you going to be good now, Jensen?"
Jared whispered in his beater's ear, and was rewarded by a lick along the side of his face and a frantic nod. Jensen was eager, more than. He seemed almost desperate to please his alpha in every way imaginable. Jared complied with his mate's needs, and dragged him inside the room, pushing him back until they reached the heavy desk. Jensen's side smacked into the edge with a loud thump, and the teen's knees seemed to refuse to work. He simply dropped where Jared let go of him, grabbing the edge of the furniture to not end up sprawled across the floor. The T-shirt Jensen had been wearing was ripped to shreds, Jared's nails leaving visible gashes to the flesh underneath. Lifting Jensen up onto the desk, Jared licked a long swipe over a line of blood, tasting his beater, coppery clear but with a heavy note of need that was new but highly arousing. By the time he was done with Jensen's jeans, they were unwearable, but he couldn't care less, and neither did Jensen, considering the way he was practically writhing against the smooth surface of the desk. Papers and pens that had been sitting on it were now strewn across the floor haphazardly. Jensen's cock was almost purple, a clear indicator just how hard he was, and Jared grinned around a mouth of sharp, wolfish fangs as he lowered himself over the swollen flesh, licking it just so, making Jensen moan and his hips jerk.
"You're so hard for me, Jensen. Do you want to be fucked?"
"Yes," Jensen answered, and the word was almost unintelligible through the low rumbling growl.
"Then you have to come for me first. Right now,"
Jared whispered right before nipping on the hard shaft with two teeth, just enough to break the skin and draw blood. Jensen burst, howling in his full wolf voice. Strings of white cum squirted up, striping his chest and sides as he jerked spasmodically. When he was done, he was trembling, breath panting unevenly, but his cock did not deflate.
"Good boy,"
Jared chuckled, kneeling between his beater's legs as he quickly undid his own pants. Jensen's legs were hanging over the edge of the desk, and Jared kissed the insides of his thighs before grabbing onto them and pulling the teen in one rough jerk towards him, until Jensen's ass was no longer on the table. The beater had to hold on to the wood with his extended claws to keep from slipping off. His nails left deep grooves in the wood, and Jared already knew that he was going to love seeing them every day. He would have teased Jensen more, but Jared himself was ready to burst, and he knew he would have to get inside his beater soon, or he couldn't guarantee anything any more. But before he would get to that, he had to taste what was right in front of him. Leaning down, he licked out, feeling Jensen shudder as the flat of his tongue ran over the puckered skin between his cheeks. The taste was dark, musky and dirty, and Jared chuckled, air puffing against the spit-slick skin, making Jensen whine pitifully. The way Jared's beater reacted when he pushed the tip of his tongue inside him was priceless, and he wiggled the slick muscle deeper, searching and prodding and nearly driving Jensen insane. Jared ran his hand through the sticky cum on Jensen's stomach, gathering as much as he could, and lathed his own cock in it. Jensen seemed lost in the feeling of Jared licking and sucking what was all his, and his alone by rights. The alpha grinned around the sensitive skin and bit down. Jensen yowled, jerking so hard that he lost his grip, sliding off the desk and crashing to the floor in front of Jared, tongue and teeth slipping from his ass. The teen lay on the ground, shaking and wide-eyed, as if he had just received an electric shock. Jared just grinned at him. He grabbed Jensen's hips and turned him onto his stomach, parting the boy's perfect cheeks with his hands to see the row of red, seeping wounds that pierced the skin just around the pucker in a half-circle shape. Blood was running down Jensen's crease, and Jared ran the head of his swollen cock through the warm drops on its way to its destination. Jensen's hips pushed upwards towards him eagerly, and Jared reached round to smear the rest of Jensen's cum against his lips so he could taste himself.
"This is what I'm going to fuck you with, Jensen. Your own cum and blood."
He was pressing against the hole, knowing that the sparse licking he had done was not much preparation. But Jensen had been a bad pup earlier, and he needed a punishment. Obviously, Jensen didn't care about being unprepared, because he wiggled his hips back, trying to spear himself on his mate's cock. the lines of punishment and reward blurring in the face of his need. When Jared shoved in, it would have knocked Jensen down on his stomach again if his alpha hadn't kept his hips in a tight grip. The young wolf was tight, and the muscle around Jared's cock fluttered in tiny contractions as it fought against being stretched so suddenly. Jensen's back was arching, and he pushed back against Jared's strokes, trying to take all of him in, and then, when the alpha was sheathed against him deep enough that his hip bones bit into Jensen's ass, the beater still pushed as if there still wasn't enough. Jared's arm ran around his beater's waist, and the young wolf below him growled, bucking and whining.
"I need more, please. I need my alpha, please."
He writhed, trying to find a position that Jared couldn't guess, seemingly unsatisfied with the amount of cock up his ass.
"I'm right here, Jensen." "No, please. I need more. I need my alpha."
It took Jared a moment to understand, but when he did, he only nodded, kissing Jensen's neck lightly.
"All right."
Letting go of his humanity was easy, too easy. The instincts were so strong inside of him, the bloodthirst and the need, the dominance and the possessiveness and the ferocity. The wolf was what made him an alpha, what made him alpha. And the slippery hold he had on his human part, the thin, weak leash he had on his inner beast, snapped like a twig under a boot. He growled and the sound resonated from every wall. The pictures shook against the plaster, and every hair on his beater's neck stood on end. Coarse dark hair pushed through Jared's skin, and his joints cracked as his limbs rearranged themselves and his nose elongated. Jensen trembled underneath him as the human form melted away and was replaced by the true alpha, the wolf, the beast, the strongest one. His paw slipped on smooth, hairless skin of his beater's back, leaving scratch marks and drawing blood. It smelled incredible. His bitch smelled incredible, hot and needy. He pushed inside hard and fast and rutted against his bleeding bitch with all the power he could find in his hind legs. The young werewolf beneath him screamed and howled at once as he was taken harder than should be pleasurable. But pleasure wasn't what this was about. This one was his, and nobody would ever doubt it when he was done. When he came, the alpha howled, and every wolf in the pack was going to hear it. He looked along the scar tissue that clustered at the back of his bitch's neck, where the mating bite had left a permanent mark, and he sunk his teeth in once more, holding on to his mate as he pounded inside again and again. His knot filled with blood and swelled, filling his bitch, stretching him tighter and trapping the cum inside to breed there as he shot him up with one load after the other. His bitch was trembling, his limbs no longer supporting the weight of their bodies, and he sunk to the ground with a grunt, his alpha's weight pushing down above him as the sturdy, dark fur blanketed the smaller body warmly. The alpha shook his head lightly to make sure his previously rebellious beater understood who was the stronger here. He pulled his teeth free and licked the bite with long swipes of his tongue. It wasn't too deep. Just a love bite in comparison to what his huge fangs were really capable of, but the taste of it was exquisite. His mate made a strange sound somewhere between a whine and a purr, breath coming deep and panting as if the air was running short. Finally, the heat that was burning away on the edges of the young wolf seemed more bearable to him, even though it would be back very soon, hotter, fiercer and... Jared pushed himself forward into the alpha's mind to reassess the last thoughts with less feral instinct and more human logic. The beast had known immediately what was going on with Jensen, and now, so did Jared. The change back to his human form was unpleasant and left him cold where air stirred against his skin, where his clothes had ripped to shreds. His knot hadn't changed, though, and Jared reached around Jensen to pull the youth's back against his chest.
"Let's get off the floor, Jensen."
His beater seemed exhausted and moved only slowly but complied with Jared's orders. Together they managed to get to the desk chair so Jared could sit in it with Jensen on his lap, leaning his scratched back against Jared's chest. The position pushed Jared's swollen cock only deeper and made his beater hiss in a breath as he shifted. Jensen's head rested on Jared's shoulder, and the Alpha kissed his ear and jaw, working his way towards his lips until Jensen turned his head and opened his mouth for Jared's tongue to dip inside. They started to rock lazily against each other, not shifting inside Jensen, while Jared's tongue tickled his. Small squirts of cum pulsing inside him made Jensen moan and his stomach muscles tighten under Jared's fingers.
"How are you feeling, Jen?"
He smoothed aside Jensen's hair, feeling his forehead carefully. "Full."
"You're hot."
"Thanks," Jensen answered with a cheeky grin, snuggling deeper into the comfort of Jared's arms around him. Chuckling, Jared shook his head. He knew he had to tell Jensen, but he didn't know how that was going to go down.
"No, I mean you feel hot. You're running a fever."
"I don't feel sick," Jensen countered with a doubtful frown. Sighing, Jared tightened his arms around Jensen's stomach. He needed to make sure that Jensen would not try to get up or he would hurt both of them while they were still knotted together.
"You're unusually aggressive today. And very horny."
I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me." Jensen blushed, dropping his eyes to his knees.
"I do. You're in heat. Or you are getting there."
There was a sudden stiffness in Jensen's previously completely relaxed frame. Green eyes turned to look at him, wide and frightened.
No. I'm too young for that.
Jensen's voice was higher than usual, nervous and scared, and Jared shushed him, his hands running over the boy's sides to calm him.
"Shh, Jen. Don't freak out. You're not there yet. Usually it takes the heat 3 or 4 days to reach its peak."
Jared had seen it before, felt it before. The heat was something that all werewolves experienced. How often a wolf went through the heat varied, as was the age of first manifestation. Jensen was 16 and that was relatively early, but he was also mated. Being in heat without a mate was very uncomfortable for most wolves. It was mainly just a high fever with very inappropriate behaviour, and the wolf's family was in charge of making sure nothing stupid happened. For mates, it usually meant a week of endless sex if one's mate was in heat. That wouldn't be a problem, if there weren't the most important reason for being in heat. For male beaters, the heat was the only time they were fertile. Jared was pretty sure that was why Jensen was scared. If they listened to Jensen's hormones, the chance of him getting pregnant were extremely high. He was young, strong and healthy and mated to an alpha. There was no reason why it should not catch at the first try. The thought made Jared's inner wolf prowl restlessly. He could have his first pup before the year was over. He could get his bitch fat with puppies over and over again, and he had to push the possessive instincts, the base need for an heir, away and actually think about this. Jensen was 16. They had been mated only for a few weeks. Their first 3 months were yet to be finished. And Jensen was terrified by the sheer thought of it. Jared could smell it on his every pore. Part of him resented that. But he could understand. After all, they were young, both of them, and an early first heat usually meant a frequent cycle of heats. Chances were good that Jensen would come into heat again before he turned 18. Jensen was very still in his arms, tiny trembles the only movement.
"That means I'm going to carry your first pup soon."
He tried to sound matter-of-fact about it, but there was a flutter to his words that betrayed the naked fear. It was indescribable just how much Jared wanted this. He hadn't even known that he wanted Jensen to give him pups, but the mere idea of it burned so deep that it nearly hurt. Every fibre of him needed this, wanted this. His instincts were running wild at the thought, and the only thing keeping him from laughing out loud was the naked, unabashed fear oozing from every pore of his mate. It was the most confusing mixture of scents he had ever smelled. Jensen's body seemed torn between the pure wolf, wanton and ready with the heat that was crawling over him, and the logical mind that was horrified by the idea of carrying pups so shortly after the mating to a stranger. The alpha inside of Jared bared its fangs, growling at the thought of his seed being rejected by his beta. It was Jared's right to demand this, to breed his mate and have him carry his children. But he also had the duty to protect Jensen, and even though he was beta, he was still just a boy of 16. Breeding him now while he was still struggling with his roles of mate, beta, and pack beta, might destroy all the trust they had built so far. Jensen had been an Omega Wolf until their mating, and he was still more insecure than Jared would have wanted. He ran his arms around Jensen's sides, stroking the soft skin to ease his discomfort as Jared started moving again, softer this time, almost hesitant. Jensen couldn't help himself. He swayed his hips at the pace Jared set, head falling back as his eyes drifted closed. He didn't let go as completely as Jared knew he could, but the pleasure was enough to ease some of the tension out of his shoulders. Jared tried to lose himself in their mating, but his mind was running a mile a minute, trying to find some way out to offer his mate. The alpha was strong. From a very young age, Jared's wolf had been extremely prominent in him, and he knew that he would not be strong enough to keep away from Jensen, even if he decided to. But his resolve wasn't strong enough because he really wanted what this heat was offering. The sound of footsteps jogging through the open door made Jared look up, but he didn't stop his movements. His older brother, Jeff, looked ragged both when it came to his ripped clothes and his scarred face. Barely two steps into the room when he saw what he was interrupting. He stopped dead in his tracks and stared.
"Wow, Jared! I heard you got yourself a mate, but..."
He sniffed the air whistling lowly in appreciation.
"Who'd have thought? What are you doing here, Jeff?"
Jared's hand lay flat over Jensen's groin, protecting it from view. Every muscle in Jensen's body had stiffened at the sudden interruption, and Jared knew that he would have jumped up if he had been able to. A little decency was the least Jared could offer. But he also used his hand to rub against his mate's erection lightly as he continued to shift his knot inside him with every move. Jensen was flushed red from embarrassment and very quiet.
"Jensen, this is my very tactless brother, Jeff."
"Nice to meet you,"
Jeff piped, seemingly amused.
"Hi,"
Jensen responded, breathlessly. Quickly, any shyness he felt was being overrun, distracted by the way Jared was stimulating him both with his hand and his cock.
"I have something important to discuss with Jared."
But Jared was doing something very important as well, and even if he had wanted to, there was no parting from his beta until the knot was gone. He closed his hand around Jensen's cock, and it only took two pulls to make the teen come again in a chorus of whines and pants he couldn't hold back. Muscles tightened around Jared. He groaned, his own orgasm quickly wrung from him. He exchanged hands to keep Jensen covered while licking his mate's cum from his fingers. Jensen had melted against his chest and seemed already halfway to sleep when Jared's knot deflated enough to actually part the two werewolves. He got up and put Jensen into the desk chair, where he curled in on himself to hide as much of his naked skin as possible from view. Jared kissed his brow before straightening up.
"I'll be back, baby."
Jensen's green eyes focused on Jeff with an uneasy expression before he nodded.
"Don't be long."
Nodding, Jared left the office and pulled his brother along roughly by the elbow.
"What the fuck was that, Jeff?"
"Oh, come on. Who would have thought that our great alpha was into little boys? You can't begrudge a brother some curiosity in the honeymoon period, after he obviously missed your wedding."
Jared sighed, shaking his head. Jeff had been away for the last few months, scouting the territories of their rivaling packs and avoiding any confrontation with his brother and alpha, after losing the prize fight. It was their instinct as alphas to compete over the leadership of their pack, and everybody's money had been on Jeff when the fighting had started. The scarring on the older brother's face showed that all those werewolves had been wrong. If Jeff weren't his brother, Jared would probably have killed him in that fight. Instead, they had agreed that it was probably best if Jeff would give him some room while he proved himself as Alpha. It was about time for the older of the siblings to return home, though. Jared's position as Alpha was secure. But, of course, Jeff would have a field day with Jared's unconventional mate.
For your own sake, Jeff, you better have a good reason to burst in like that.
I do.
Jeff's face sobered.
Huntsman.
Jared froze, frowning. That single word was enough to make his anger turn into concern.
Where?
Close.
And closing in.
Huntsman did not have a place this deep in Pack Lands. For those territories bordering on human territories, hunting was part of everyday life. The question was always just who was the hunter at the moment. But Jared's pack lived in the heart of the Pack Lands. It was a territory that every Alpha wanted, and holding it took a lot of fighting with the bordering packs. But humans were never the biggest problem around here, which was mainly what made the territory so attractive.
That's impossible,
Jared growled.
They would have had to slip past the borderland packs to even get here.
He only hoped his logic was sound.
No, they were invited in.
The Alpha's brother was solemn, and a grim look marred his already grim features. For the first time since Jared became Alpha, his brother was not challenging his authority even in stance. On the contrary, Jeff seemed to be relieved he wasn't Alpha.
Obviously you scared quite a few people with your latest acquisition. They didn't think you were someone to worry about. Until you killed an Alpha, most of them would never have dared fight. So now they sent humans to kill me?
Jeff shrugged.
Maybe. Or maybe they just want to scare you. Show you and our pack that they can make our lives a living hell if we give them any trouble.
A growl, angry and fierce, pierced the air and started shaking the ground underneath their feet. Jared was challenged. His authority was undermined. His strength was questioned. They wanted to trick him and push him into tucking his tail between his legs, and the Alpha wolf, who was lying beneath the surface even more shallowly than usual now that his mate was in heat, did not take well to being threatened. Jensen's smell all over him did nothing to calm his mind. The heat stirred the most feral instincts, and even if Jared had wanted to act cautiously, he couldn't have.
They are going to regret this. We will go on a hunt, and when the humans and their silver are dealt with, we will show those cowards just how much trouble I can be.
Where are you going?
Jensen's forehead was slick with sweat, and his hands trembled with a chill from the fever he was running. He was burning up, hot to the touch and unable to stand still for even a minute, and oozing pheromones like Jared had never even thought possible. Their earlier discussion and the decision to keep apart for the remainder of the teen's heat seemed forgotten, because Jared had to hold Jensen's hands tightly in his own to keep the beater from undressing right then and there.
There's a human hunting party in our territory, Jen. In my territory. I have to go show them who the hunter is here.
Don't go. Not now. Please, Jay.
I'll be back.
He didn't tell Jensen the other reason he was going on this hunt now. Maybe this was a cowardly move, but as long as Jared was out fighting to protect his territory, he did not need to make a decision about what to do with Jensen in his state. But he didn't say so. Jensen needed him to be the strong one, now more than ever. Jensen was writhing in his grasp, sweat purling on his skin and breath coming unevenly, as if he was already imagining their mating in his mind and was playing along with it. That, combined with the pure sex oozing from the beater's every pore, was enough to make Jared's body thrum with want. Not throwing his mate down and claiming him all over again right then and there was maybe the hardest thing Jared had ever done.
"That's not good enough,"
Jensen whined, sniffing Jared's neck and licking his jaw like a hungry puppy looking for milk.
"Take me with you. I will kill them for you."
"No."
Jared growled and drew himself up to his full height. Hormone-ridden as he was, Jensen would be unreliable and probably reckless. The Alpha would not let him get hurt. Never. With a snarl, Jensen pulled away and started pacing the room, hissing.
Don't do this.
Aggression and need were warring within the young beater, spilling over with every move Jared made, like hot water sputtering from a pot and sizzling against the heat of the fire. It only strengthened Jared's resolve in what he was about to do.
I have to.
Taking a few quick steps back, Jared stepped outside of the room and grabbed the door tightly.
You have to stay here until I return. I'm sorry.
A roar came from the room when Jensen understood what he was about to do. It was quickly muffled as the door slammed shut, the bolt shoved into place with a loud crack. The sound resonated against the wood. On the other side of the door, Jared backed away panting, rubbing his temples as he tried to ignore the raging hard-on he had been sporting all through their conversation, and the pressure that had accumulated behind his eyes as he fought his instincts. The sheer smell of his mate in heat made clear thought almost impossible. The only thing that had enabled him to go through with all of this was the second instinct that was at least as strong as his need to fuck, the need to protect. He was doing this for them. The looks his pack mates threw him were unmistakable. Chris was frowning and Jared just returned his gaze, defiant, daring the man to say something, but the werewolf wisely kept his tongue. It was more than apparent now that Jensen's condition had become public knowledge, and it wasn't really surprising considering that at the end of the first day in his heat, half the colony was oozing of the beater's pheromones. Nobody had seen the young man since the knowledge had gone public, and that wasn't so unusual considering the delicate nature of his condition. A werewolf in heat did not listen to logic, and had a very low tolerance for both frustration and aggression. A wrong glance in the Alpha's direction was likely to set the heated beater into a frenzy that would not end well. The unusual thing was Jared going about business as usual, even though his own fuse was much shorter than usual. He could smell Jensen everywhere, could even hear him howl from time to time, and was glad when it only took his scouts half a day to confirm Jeff's information. The hunting party Jared decided to take with him was comprised of his best wolves. He could see them staring at him, though, wondering why any wolf would go hunting when he could be bathing in pheromones with his mate. But it wasn't so simple. Jared was Alpha, and his authority had been challenged, his pack threatened by the intruders on his land. It was his duty and right to defend the pack, and even though nobody in his pack would hold it against him, if he chose to send wolves in his stead to stay with his mate in this time, Jared took his duties very seriously. Of course, he wasn't just any mated Alpha, but Jensen's Alpha, and that brought a whole lot of other issues. He knew there would be some in the pack displeased by their Alpha's choice to miss the chance at creating his first heir. But Jared was Alpha, and it wasn't their place to question him. Going after the human hunters was as good an excuse as any to keep himself occupied, while Jensen paced and howled in the room Jared had imprisoned him. Chances were that Jensen had already taken apart every piece of furniture in there, while his mood swung from desperately needy to fiercely aggressive. He could hear his beater howling mournfully inside their house and sighed as he stepped up in front of the dozen wolves in his hunting party.
"Let's get this over with,"
he growled and shifted into his wolf form. He leapt into the woods, the sounds of his own thundering paws soon joined by those of his companions running along beside him, the heavy pounding underlying the mournful cry of his mate calling out to him. Jared rumbled a growl and picked up his speed a little. This whole thing was harder than he'd thought. The crack of bone was loud as he closed his jaws, snapping the limb like a twig. Maintaining his vice-like hold, he shook his head viciously and then released, sending the body sailing across a few yards, where it collided with another crack before it toppled to the forest floor, limp and lifeless. For what seemed like ages, he could taste nothing but human blood, tangy and metallic on his tongue, warm as it seeped into his fur, cooling quickly and sticking to him like human mud. Objectively, The fighting couldn't have lasted more than half an hour. But a wolf did not know the meaning of human time, and Jared was lost in his wolf, in his instincts to defend his territory, his pack, his authority, and his mate. He was growling and snarling, bright teeth stained red and dripping saliva as he whirled around to find his next opponent, his next victim. The hunting party had put traps all over this part of the woods, and between the silver spikes hidden in the brush and the hunter's arrows and blades, Jared had lost 4 wolves within the first wave of attack. But once the first humans had started losing limbs, the huntsmen had started panicking, running and breaking formation. It was stupid. Their tight order had been the only thing protecting their hairless hides, and once that broke, the slaughter began. Most hunters ran. For most, it didn't do any good. Those who fought probably only did so because they were boxed in with nowhere to run but the open mouth of the beast. Their only choice was which wolf they wanted to rip out their throat. So they lifted their crossbows and swords and tried to find freedom in fight. The wolf could appreciate the bravery and the blood. A sharp blow to the alpha's side made him turn with a snarl. The sting of pain only followed several seconds later, when the bolt implanted in his side burned against his flesh, with a heat that left no doubt that its head was forged of silver. The alpha howled more with rage than pain. The good thing about silver was that it was softer than iron, not as sharp, and would not penetrate as deep as a normal arrow would, already blunt from the thick wolf coat it had to pierce. The man with the crossbow was older than most of his dying, or dead, companions, and he bore scars that proved this was not his first werewolf hunt. Still fear, icy and dark, ran across his face as the alpha's eyes fixed on him with a hot yellow glow. He lowered the bow to reload, but abandoned it in the face of the alpha's ominous advance, his large paws slapping against the soft ground rapidly as he ran with a slight limp from the sting in his side. The man's eyes were brown, Jared noticed as the hunter's gaze met his, looking dead and resigned. Something was wrong, and Jared tried to stop his attack, but the second it took him to push through to the alpha was all it took the old huntsman to sweep a sharp blade sideways. It passed the wolf by at least 2 feet, but cut cleanly through the rope tied to a tree trunk nearby. A whoosh of air, followed by a crackle of branches, was the only warning the alpha got, as a boulder came swinging down through the foliage at an alarming speed. The boulder, adorned in long iron spikes, was larger and moving faster than the alpha could move from its path, careened right towards him. A blow from the long side alone would have sufficiently broken a few bones, even without the spikes, but Jared wasn't so fortunate. Nor was the other hunter caught in its path. It struck the hunter first, and his screams mixed with a wet, crunching smack just before both the boulder and the hunter's body collided with the alpha at top speed. Had it not been for the hunter's body buffering part of the blow, it would surely have been fatal. As it was, Jared felt agony explode in his head and shoulder where Silver struck, while a hard, blunt force against his side threw him several yards backwards. He hit the ground with a yowl, rolling through dry leaves. He could hear the bolt in his side crack as his body rolled over it. Or maybe that had been the sound of his bones disintegrating. A red haze curtained his sight, and the last thing he saw clearly was the grotesque image of the old huntsman's body dangling on his own trap, run through by the silver stakes like he had been nailed there as a study in red. Then blood ran into Jared's eyes and he blinked, paw running over his head to scratch at the sting of silver at the side of his face. He growled, panting, torn between anger and pain. Getting to his feet was hardly even possible, and once he stood, he toppled over as both legs on his right side trembled and folded underneath him. He could feel the grate of bone against bone and the searing heat where the silver had parted his flesh. It was terrifying, but his inability to stand up only enraged the alpha more. He wasn't weak. If they wanted him dead, they should just kill him properly. He could smell his packmates, their blood and sweat, could hear the soft shifting of fur to skin and the cracking of stretching joints. He could see nothing more than the movement of red shadows, but he didn't need more. His nose and ears did the rest. The blaring of human cries had calmed down, and the only steps left were those of his werewolves. A howling could be heard not on the battlefield itself, but a bit further away, and it stirred something inside Jared.
"Fucking hell!"
A well-known voice cursed, and something touched his side. He snapped around, jaws closing at empty air as he heard the werewolf stumble back and away. Jared lowered his head, too exhausted and in pain to do more at the moment. So he listened.
"That thing is spiked with silver,"
someone noted nearby, and the alpha roared with anger. He knew that. His legs shuffled against the dirt beneath him, and he turned enough to snap at the werewolf who had made that stupid comment.
"He's dying. That silver's driving him insane. He's crazed already." "Shut up. He's our alpha." "Look at him, Chris. He's not fit to be anybody's alpha anymore. Even if he lives. Still, best to give him a clean death, I say. If I ever end like that, I would want you to rip out my throat. He'll bite our heads off if you even get near him." "Yeah, you want to try it? Be my guest. But I will not drag your body back to your mate. I'm not crazy, but there's enough silver around here."
The alpha growled, snapping his jaw and rumbling with satisfaction, when the man he had snapped at jumped back with a yelp of surprise. They wanted to kill him? Let them try. He struggled but couldn't get up at all any more. His body screamed, muscles trembling and giving up their efforts as his blood seeped into the ground.
"No, we don't kill our own."
A howl, loud, clear, and reverberating in fury, broke through the wolf's argument. It was quickly followed by the thump of large paws running across the soft forest ground. Curses flew, feet shuffled, and suddenly blood, fresh and hot, filled the air. Growls and the snapping of fangs were accompanied by the ruffling sound of feet sliding over wood and leaves. A yipping sound erupted nearby, followed by the low moan of an injured animal. The sudden scuffle died, and Jared lay, waiting, listening. Then, something soft came in contact with Jared's side, and pain shot through him. He snapped in its direction and got a mouthful of fur and blood, but as it touched his tongue, he immediately retracted his teeth. A paw came in contact with his neck as someone stepped over him. No, not someone. His mate. There was a rumble, low and protective and determined, that made his own muscles relax a little. The other wolves were retreating with low whines, and when the beater howled, they turned tail and ran. His mate smelled good, so, so good, and it made him try to open his eyes and sit up, to lick that enticing smell off his mate's coat. It was frustrating how weak he was, but he managed to nip on the scruff of his mate's neck, to demand attention in a very different way than just his presence above him. A tongue licked over his bloodied face, and Jared whined, turning his head and ignoring the fact that he was submitting to his beater. But at this very moment, the alpha was the weaker one, the one who had to rely on his mate's protection, and his instinct told him to be grateful. The tongue on his wounds was hot, and the smell of his mate was so strong that it was enough to make him stretch out on his belly and attempt to raise his hips. Maybe it was the silver that had indeed driven him insane, but when he could feel his mate's excitement behind him, he pushed back only an inch before stilling at the instant pain shooting down his side. In hindsight, it was probably the heat that drove this whole change, since Jared, hurt as he was unable to dominate his beater the way he should have. So he submitted to giving a different satisfaction to the incredibly consuming need of the heat that didn't even halt before his weakness and pain. He growled when the pressure came and howled when his mate pushed inside without any kind of preparation or slick, other than his blood that coated him plenty. But the pain turned to a strange kind of wanton pleasure with every slow stroke deep inside him. Their mating was desperate and over very quickly and without the knotting they were accustomed to. Even when his beta had come, Jared was sure that Jensen had been as careful with him as his hormone-ridden mind would allow, because through the haze of sex and fatigue, he couldn't remember any of his injuries being strained. He lay his head on the ground and knew he wouldn't raise it again until he had gotten some sleep. A warm tongue licked the side of his face and he purred weakly before drifting off. The first thing that came to his mind when he woke up was the pain. It wasn't as deep and destructive as it had been, but it was enough to make his breath hitch when it rushed in on his conscience. There was a pounding in his side and shoulder, as well as his temple, and it was enough to make him seek a different, more comfortable position. That didn't help much, but he noticed the searing pain that was brought on by naked silver had given way to the simple pain of normal wounds. The second thing he noticed, once he'd got over the pain, was the smell. He could smell the warmth, as much as he could feel it, and the comfort it gave him was nearly as strong as the need it induced inside him. He could feel skin against him instead of fur and turned his head slowly to taste the arm that was cradling his head like a pillow. He could hear his mate's voice, half boy, half man, chuckle as his tongue tickled over it, and Jared willed himself to change. He groaned at the effort and the discomfort his wounds gave him when shifting, but he did it nonetheless.
"Shh, you shouldn't shift yet."
"Too late,"
Jared answered with what he hoped to be a cheeky grin, but probably looked more like a grimace. He opened his eyes, well, one of them at least. The other was wrapped up in a bandage going over his temple and half his head.
"How are you feeling?"
Jensen was leaning over him, looking pale and drawn, beads of sweat pearling on his forehead and at the bow of his lip.
"Like I've been rammed by a boar with silver tusks."
He sniffed the air and could still smell the heat on Jensen, but it wasn't as strong as it had been. He frowned.
"How are you?"
Jensen's face fell, and Jared could see his lips trembling, the pearl of perspiration that had collected there running down into his mouth.
"I'm sorry. We missed my peak. I swear I tried to wake you. But I failed."
His head dipped and Jared could see a tear drop from his face, could feel it land on his own arm.
"And I don't know what drove me to do what I did when you were hurt."
"Do what?"
Jared frowned, cocking his head and regretting it.
You don't remember?"
Hope and fear flitted across Jensen's face.
"You were hurt so bad, and the heat, it made me crazy, so I..."
"You fucked me,"
Jared said with a slightly incredulous expression. Oh, he remembered. It hadn't been as good as he would have liked due to his near-death state, but he surely remembered his beta taking him. Jensen nodded, eyes wide and very insecure. He murmured another apology, shrinking into himself as if he expected a blow. Even if Jared had been angry, he couldn't have attacked Jensen if he'd wanted to, but he didn't want to. Suddenly he knew that it was probably best they had missed Jensen's peak. For as long as his mate was afraid of him because he didn't know what Jared was capable of, they should concentrate on their relationship rather than the production of heirs.
"Jen, it's okay. You earned that right. You were the stronger one. The protector."
"I was just... they were fighting over killing you."
"I know."
The memory made him very angry. He would have to deal with that once he was back to his old self. He knew he was going to be all right. The silver pain was gone, which meant he was healing. But for now, he was still too weak to take care of such things. And he had Jensen right there, who, despite having passed the peak of his heat, was still showing all signs of it. He also seemed to yearn for reassurance.
"You did great, thank you."
Jensen looked at him carefully, confusion and wariness evident in his eyes.
"You're not mad?"
"I'm proud of you,"
Jared said with a grin that made Jensen bite his lip in anxiety. It made Jared want to replace the teeth with his own, and he pulled Jensen down with a grunt of effort before kissing him hard and deep. When he pulled away for air, his teeth broke the soft red skin of the boy's lower lip and he licked it away eagerly. Jensen always tasted so good. Jensen was panting, obviously not completely over his heat yet, and the smell of his beater's excitement made Jared grow hard very quickly.
"Can I..." Jensen murmured against his lips. "Can I make it up to you? I don't want to dominate you, Jared. I just want to be your beater."
"Fine by me."
And yes, he was very fine when Jensen's mouth closed around his cock, eagerly.